and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Time Magazine. Mm-hmm. You've seen the cover.
Oh, wait, hang on. We got to do this.
Oh, sorry, yes.
A Roz and Mocha Show exclusive on Kiss 92.5.
She's on the cover of Time Magazine, and she did, I think, the Today Show and Us. Damn it, Maury drove her crazy until she agreed to come on the show. Mm-hmm. Jamie Lynn Grimet, she's going to be on with an anthropologist named Dr. Kathy
Detweiler.
Detweiler, who's an expert in breastfeeding. And the story goes, are you mom enough? And it's Jamie Lynn on the cover, who's real pretty, breastfeeding her three-year-old, who's just kind of like standing on a chair with his arms down by his side. It looks really weird. But she plans on breastfeeding for a whole lot longer. And
she was breastfed until she was like six.
Yeah. And this is where people start chiming in at this point, mm-hmm. is how long do you breastfeed your kid for?
Jamie Lynn and Dr. Kathy Detweiler. Hey.
Hi.
I'll start off by asking both of you, and then whoever wants to answer first, go ahead. But are either of you shocked at the amount of attention that this cover of Time Magazine has been getting over the past couple of days?
Yes and no. I was expecting controversy, but I don't think this much, or how international it ended up getting.
I'll say this, Jamie. Have you put any thought into maybe this wouldn't have gone as big as it did if you weren't as attractive as you are?
Oh, gosh. No, I think it was the pose and the headline. And
also, you're beautiful.
I really think
that has a lot to do with this.
So do I.
Okay, well, I don't know about that. I definitely think it was the pose, for sure. And I think it was the headline. I think, and Time, you know, Time was pretty brilliant with their marketing with this, but I don't know if, I think the gut reaction of people wasn't as positive as it could have been, but I don't know if it would have gotten, you know, this big if they chose a different headline and a different pose.
And Dr. Kathy, you agree that a good portion of this is because Jamie is so pretty?
I do, because we have this bizarre cultural definition of the breasts as erotic in the U.S. and Canada. And I think if it had been some, you know, frumpy, overweight, mm-hmm. average-looking mom, that it wouldn't have gotten near the attention that it's gotten.
I don't think it would have got the cover.
No.
I think that part of this story, Jamie, is that you look the way you do and, you know, and have the beliefs that you do. I think that it's kind of like the perfect storm for Time Magazine. I think that a big part of this is the way you look.
I understand why you're saying that. I think that, you know, it's the Madonna whore complex of the woman can't be, you know, sexually, you know, pleasing and to the right person, not to her child, and also be nurturing to her child. So you can't be both. You have to be one or the other. I don't think that that's right either. So
Jamie, what's the reaction been like from your family and your friends since the cover was released last week? Like, do you find that you have to defend yourself to people more now?
My friends and family have been really supportive. Thursday and Friday, they were really kind of gave me a protective bubble. I couldn't see anything that people were saying. You know, they just really were so kind and so good to me. You can really see who your real friends are when things get rough like this. Mm-hmm. And my family, of course, has been really supportive because this is what we do in our family. So this isn't weird. This isn't extreme anything. So, of course, they're proud for me for sticking up for what they know is right and normal.
It's Roz and Mocha, Kiss 92.5, on the phone right now with Dr. Kathy Detweiler. She is an anthropologist, along with Jamie Lynn Grimet. She is the one that's on the cover of Time Magazine, breastfeeding her three-year-old son. Everyone's talking about this. The cover was released last week, causing all sorts of controversy.
And you're a stay-at-home mom. You homeschool your kids, right? Is that true?
Right.
When do you plan on stopping the breastfeeding? Have you figured that out?
No, I think child-led weaning, I would prefer if he would stop. I mean, the fourth year might be the last, because it is kind of draining on the mother to do it all the time, but we're both happy with it right now, so there's no reason to stop it. So I think Mayim Bolick said, not today, and I thought that was a really good answer. There's no, you know, there's no end point that we have set. That's just mine in my head.
Doctor, a lot of people have different opinions as to, you know, the benefits of, you know, breastfeeding and how long you should and different mm-hmm. parts of the world. What's the reality in your world? What do you know about this? Because what a lot of people have is, it might be good for the kid. It might not be good for the kid. Either way, it's just weird. I think that's the opinion that a lot of other people have.
That's because Americans lead very sheltered and ignorant lives.
Ain't that the truth, sister? I don't know.
Around the world, it is quite common for children to nurse 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years or longer. And frankly, in many countries around the world, they don't understand what the big hoopla is about. Like, so she's nursing a 3-year-old. So what? And even in the United States, there are lots and lots of women who, for the past, 100 years, have nursed their kids till they're 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7. There are lots of kids who nursed a long time and have now grown up to be perfectly fine adults. And my research suggests that for humans as a species, regardless of the cultural issues, anywhere from 2.5 to 7 years is the norm. And what's really striking about that is that 2.5 years is the minimum, not that 7 years is the maximum. What's striking is that 2.5 years is the minimum. And so you think of all those children who were not allowed to nurse as long as they should have been nursed.
As I said, Mocha, I really think that if your kid can form memories, you got to stop with the breastfeeding. You know, nobody wants to grow up remembering what it was like to breastfeed. All no right. kid wants to grow up with that memory of being attached to your mother. Like, I don't know what, my life would be so different if I could close my eyes and think back to the days I could breastfeed. So, if you can remember it, you gotta stop it. Anyway.
Yeah, anyways. All right, hang on. Let me connect them. You want to ask the next
yes,
question?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
The psychological part of this is something big. And I don't mean just, you trying to get your boy off the boob. I think that the thing that I worry about is it's the cover of Time magazine, and there's going to be a point where your boy is 16, 17, 18 years old, gets himself in a situation of where he's then, for the rest of his life, having other guys say, oh, why don't you go back on your mom's then? Well, what do you miss your mom's boob?
I think it's funny because we have a huge bullying problem in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We have an anti-bullying campaign, but look at how our society is treating bullies. We're giving them all of the power. So basically, we're not supposed to stand up for what we know is right and good for our family because of what someone might say 10 years down the line, and we're supposed to basically buckle to these people, and that's giving them power. No wonder there's such a problem with this. The photo that I saw isn't necessarily the one I think represents how we breastfeed at home.
I hope not.
I'm real attachment parenting. And it's so funny because people think, that this, it looks really posed, especially from me, the way that I'm standing. But this is not the pose that they wanted us in. This was actually a kind of a candid moment in between, when we were moving poses, and they caught this. So this wasn't something that they set us up to look like. They actually didn't like his hands down.
Mm-hmm.
My arm just happened to be that way. It was not, it looks very contrived. But and then they ended up choosing it, I think, for the shock value of it. And so I think that that is part of the reason. I think maybe if it was the other photo that they do, I think they released it. It wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it would have gotten as much attention though if it was the more nurturing.
Wouldn't have sold
photo.
As many magazines.
I don't think so.
Jamie, before we let you go, you seem like the type to not judge. But the way that the story is spun on the cover, the headline is very judgmental, where it reads, "Are you mom enough?" Were you disappointed in that they made it seem took you somebody who is not judgmental and made you seem extremely judgmental?
Yes, I saw the cover when everybody else saw it, and I wasn't expecting that title at all. So when I saw it for the first time, I cringed. But then I did talk to Time, and I realized, honestly, they were trying to do a play on words with it. And so I don't think they even realized what kind of a war it was basically sparking, kind of igniting between the two sides. That was already there, but it just made it worse. And so
I think they knew.
No,
I think they knew.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe. Definitely not my words. That's all I really can say about that.
Okay. Hey, Jamie, Lynn, and Dr. Kathy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Oh, I forgot to say your producer, Maury.
Oh, yeah.
The most persistent person. I wasn't going to do any more interviews at all, and he was, that guy.
Okay, so.
He was relentless.
It's the way that your boy is attached to you, that's the way that Maury is attached to me. Just so you know, the relationship that you have with your son and how he finds it, just comforting to always be attached to you like this, attachment parenting, that's the relationship, the working relationship that we have with Maury and everybody else in his path. He will cling to you until you agree to do something.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's a lot different than attachment parenting.
Yeah, it's just weird, right?
There's no, I know. I think that the word attachment has something really to do with how they think that he's like clinging to me all day.
Yeah.
Not like that at all. I'm breastfeeding him all day long. It's like maybe 5 minutes out of the day.
Yeah.
Well, just so you know, Maury is a stage 5 clinger.
Yeah. Okay. So that's totally different. Yeah. You should be concerned about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks so much for hanging out on the show today, guys. Really appreciate it. Hello.
Good. I was calling about the nursing.
Yes.
Yes. I have 5 daughters, and my 4th daughter I nursed for 3.5 years. And I mean, I got flack from some people. Of course, I remember being in a mall one time, and I was nursing her, and I had a lady come up to me and say to me, you should be ashamed of yourself doing this in public. And I said, I should be ashamed. But when you go stuff your face with a donut, you shouldn't be ashamed of yourself.
Ay, ay, ay. People say it's a very emotional topic, breastfeeding.
It is. She used to come up to me, just lift up my top and nurse. But, you know, out of the 5 daughters, she was the one that couldn't get off of it. And then my husband said to me, you know, you have to get her off of it. He started feeling it, like, with her being all he was married. She's got teeth. And I'm like, yeah, so she's not hurting me or anything. This is her deal, right?
Yeah, I think that there's a guilt thing, though, with parents, too, when your kid really, really wants something. And, you know, you don't want to, you can't say that she had a hard time getting off your boob. The reality was you let her have a hard time getting off your boob.
Oh, I did. I didn't have a problem with it whatsoever.
It's your problem. It's like a kid who's attached to a bottle. You want to get your kid off a bottle, don't let the kid have a bottle.
No, that's true. So, I mean, I did have to wean her off of it, but, I mean, when my last daughter came, she weaned herself off after 3 months. But
yeah.
And I did talk to my doctor and other doctors, and I said, is it a problem? And they said, no, let your child wean themselves up. When they're ready to go off, they'll go up. So I thought first my doctor was crazy, but then when I spoke to other doctors, they all said the same.
But well, okay, so you nursed a 3.5-year-old. What if the kid was 6 and still wanted it?
He told I would have done it. I would have
really?
Done it. Yeah, I had no problem.
Your kid can use a fork and knife at 6.
I know. I understand.
Like honestly, hon, if your kid can use a fork and knife, time to get off the booby.
I know, but
like you got to be kidding me here.
No, I'm serious. I do believe.
That's extreme parenting.
Hey, what's your name?
It's Mary.
Mary, you should be ashamed of yourself. I'm just kidding. Hey, listen, we love you. Thank you so much for the phone call. We got to go back on the radio.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on Kiss 92.5.